When Pastor Ted Wilson, the General Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist President, visited Uganda in February 2018, the climax of his visit was a Sabbath worship at the National Ceremonial Ground in Kololo, a suburb in Kampala.
I want to thank the government of Uganda for religious liberty in this country. I also want to thank in a very special way the wonderful meeting that we had with His Excellency the President yesterday.
Uganda's President, General Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, attended the service along with other government officials.
I want to congratulate the President of the World Adventist Church. Thank you so much for coming to Uganda. To visit your people.
Over 50,000 people were in attendance and millions across the country joined because the event was live on NTV, the leading TV station in Uganda.
Not being fully a Christian.
While delivering the main sermon, Dr. Ted Wilson emphasized the importance of protecting the family, which he said was the cornerstone of any society.
Many parts of the world, modern culture has forgotten the family.
This was perhaps the most important church-related broadcast ever in Uganda. The impact was so powerful that the long-standing desire for the establishment of a TV station for the Seventh-day Adventist Church was strengthened. In 2020, when the country went into the COVID-19-related lockdown and congregational worship was suspended, at least seven local TV stations gave airtime to the church to reach out to its members.
During this period, it became very difficult for us to reach out to our members because worship places were closed down. And so the only means of reaching out to our members was through the TV and radios.
The quest for the Seventh-day Adventist Church-owned TV station continued.
But the challenge was that these channels, we only had maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes at last. And this was once per week. And so while we thank God that we are able to use that means to reach out to our members and also minister to the public, this challenge clarified it to us that having a regular channel of ours in reaching out to the public and ministering to our people was the only sustainable way. And so because of this, the church in Uganda, we took bold steps to acquire our own channel, and the response to this was that we opened Hope Channel Uganda.
Following several visits to Uganda by Hope Channel International Vice President Finance Elder Gideon Muteru, in 2021, a license agreement was signed between Uganda Union Mission and Hope Channel International. As a quick way of getting the broadcast arena, Uganda Union Mission has taken over an operating TV station, King TV. Now, the license is being transferred to legalize the operation of Hope Channel Uganda. Hope Channel International has acquired state-of-the-art broadcast and production equipment for Hope Channel Uganda, which has started on signal testing.
Signal testing is being done from a small control room used as a live studio, while preparation is getting underway in a Uganda Union Mission guest house, which we shall eventually turn into a studio.
In a bid to rally support and allegiance towards Hope Channel Uganda, there has been a massive promotion on our different social media platforms, where we share scripture cards, sermons, and music on a daily basis, thereby reaching out to many young people who are feeling discouraged, who are feeling disappointed, who are feeling depressed with words of hope. Churches have also provided platform for promotion of Hope Channel Uganda, and together we are building Bridges of Hope.
A widow, Joyce Lacare, dwelling in one of the slums in Kampala, is on record as the first member of the church in Uganda to make a donation of 5,000 Ugandan shillings in support of Hope Channel Uganda. Uganda Union Mission needs $150,000 to construct a broadcast house, which will be the permanent home for Hope Channel Uganda.